There was a Dictator Trump was one of them that was a trend. The reason that Dictator Trump popped up that I can find, you can search through and try to find the origins of these. But one of the tweets that caught my attention here earlier today was the one about from Really American, at Really American 1. And it said, this is serious. The brothers at Midas Touch are working around the clock to oust Dictator Trump, and it's working. But today, this would have been yesterday. Okay, so when it says today, it would have been referring to Sunday. Today, Facebook unpublished them. Instagram censoring them. Twitter, right-wing bots mass reporting them. Please help them stay on TV. So I went to Midas Touch. .com, which is the website here. And it's ironic because we're just covering this news story about how conservatives think that there is a bias and that 75% of both conservatives and Democrats say they wield too much power over and influence over politics. But here we have a left-leaning website called Midas Touch, because truth is golden, is what it says. And it says Facebook censors Midas Touch page after negative Trump content. Facebook unpublished our page this morning without any reason or any warning. A warning was given to Midas Touch that their content did not meet community standards without any further specifics. Now, welcome to the party, left-leaning Midas Touch. Welcome to the party, because social media censorship is real. Now, liberals have been crying that it's not. But now it's starting to happen to their beloved media sites, the ones that they visit, the ones with the most views on the videos, the political videos that they make, whose purpose is to oust Donald Trump. We'll see what they think about whether or not these organizations wield too much power or whether or not they silence dissent when it comes to their own political groups and affiliations being deleted. Days ago, Facebook removed the viral Midas Touch video, Creepy Trump, from Instagram, saying the video, which uses Trump's own words to highlight his story of predatory behavior, was hate speech. That's an interesting story to watch, and I would like to follow along with that. And of course, you can by simply going to Twitter and following the hashtag Dictator Trump, which, by the way, the guy who started the hashtag made that as a suggestion when Twitter first started, because when Twitter first started, it was supposed to be like I think it was called like Friend Stalk or something like that. And it was supposed to be this page where you went to and you could openly text your friends and you could just read what everybody else was texting to their friends. So it was like one big collection of texting to your friends back and forth. And people were able to read that. And one guy on there said that they should just tweet it or friend stalked, whatever it was at that time, they should use the hashtag in front of whatever they wanted to follow, because that made it a lot easier if you were looking for that particular topic. And they picked up on the idea, took off. But because that guy didn't patent that idea, because he didn't follow it according to like the way to make sure that he copyrighted that, and that's what it was, copyrighted, he missed out on untold amounts of money. It was unreal. I found that out, and I just think about that, the amount of money, and you're watching the idea you have has become the center point, not just of Twitter, but of Instagram, and I think Snapchat. I'm not on Snapchat, but those other social medias where they use that hashtag on there. Anyway, that's just a neat little point of history you can bring up to someplace, and you can also Google that to make sure you have all the details right on it. Anyway, we'll see how these social media companies cover this as they watch their own beloved companies be taken down. And I think we're going to see, because these groups are headed towards this antitrust judiciary, or the House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee, you'll probably see a little more strict content control from Facebook and Graham and Twitter right now. But then it'll ease up in the future. They may, because the magnifying glass is on them, do a couple of things to kind of appease and throw a bone at the conservatives, etc. But it does seem ridiculously ironic that the party that's supposed to be about government deregulation and about capitalism and about the free market is trying to use more government to regulate a private company and what it is they do and what it is they say. Now, there are groups that are trying. Parler and MeWe and Gab are trying to come up in the ranks and are gaining popularity. Pretty soon, Facebook and Twitter are just going to become their liberal echo chambers. And people are going to stop going there that have right-leaning feels or right-leaning politics. The problem, though, is it's like an uncaged animal. I went over to MeWe, and I have spent some time there. I haven't really spent a lot of time building my presence there. But one thing I have noticed on MeWe and Gab is that's where a lot of the extremely angry, right-leaning Trump cultist lovers go. Because they feel like they've been caged over at Facebook or Twitter, and now they're exploding in their like extreme commentary over on these other pages. So you have to be very careful because some of it over there does get rather angry and rather vile. So be very careful there because of those outlets becoming more popular for the people who have been caged via the other social media sites. All right, now another thing here, since we're talking about the association, I guess, those MeWe's and things, but over the weekend, a couple decided that they wanted to, I guess, make a political statement. And, you know, a lot of folks have these masks now that they're wearing in public, and when they go to stores or they want to go shop, you got to wear these masks. And they'll wear these masks, and on the mask, they'll put things. Like, first, you know, it started out, I first started seeing Trump supporters, you know, putting on, Trump 2020, et cetera, which is pretty good. Then they have others. I've seen people put scripture on some of them. I've also seen people have masks that say this mask is useless. It doesn't help anything. So people are using the masks to make political statements because you're looking directly at somebody's face. You might not be able to see their shirt, but you're looking directly at somebody's face. A couple over the weekend in Minnesota decided that they wanted to make a political statement with theirs, and they went to Walmart wearing Nazi flags wrapped around their faces as masks. And there's one image here of a woman standing in line at Walmart as a guy clipped this of them going through the register, and it looks like a young black man is the cashier. And this woman is donning a swastika on her face with her hand raised in the Hail Hitler arm extend. Now, her point, I don't know if she's, it looks like she's doing that. She could be waving. We'll just say that she could be waving. Now, this guy is filming her doing this. I can't play it on air because it is profanity laced. But I can't play it on air. But the statement that the woman is saying, what she's trying to say, is I'm not a Nazi. I'm saying this is what we will become if we continue to wear these masks. That we're going to become a Nazi nation or become a fascist nation because we're wearing these masks. You'll have to watch the video. This guy that's taking it makes a point that we fought wars over this particular type or this particular brand of hatred or anger. And I wonder about the intelligence of someone who wants to make a political statement. So what they do is they put on the most egregious and offensive flag or emblem that you could think of right now. And because that is across all cultures. It's across all cultures. The disgusting meaning behind that flag and what it stands for. So for this lady to say, well, we're wearing this because this is how we perceive the nation is going. This is where we're going to end up if we don't stop doing or stop the direction we're going. She was a little bit more vulgar than that. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt here.